Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir, Daf Test. We begin the second parak, Hareini Nazir. We begin very top test of an Aleph with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir, the person says, I wish to become a Nazir. But then he adds the statement, Min ha-grogros u-min ha-dvela. He wishes to become a Nazir, but not from grapes. He doesn't say the standard lashon of just want to be a Nazir. He adds on or qualifies, we'll have to see exactly what this means, I wish to be a Nazir from eating grogros, which is dried figs, and dvela, which is the pressed figs. So what exactly did he state? So we have machlok siya b'sham and b'sh hillel, and then we have a different understanding of what their opinions are from Rabbi Yehuda. So the first understanding is b'shamay omrim nazir. The person is a nazir. He made a statement, hareini nazir. Boom, that's it. He is now a nazir. The fact that he added on min ha-grogos min ha-dvela doesn't negate that. So the opinion of Beis Shammai is that this is a valid form of Naziros, albeit he made some incorrect statements. We'll have to understand what it means when he said, min ha-grogros u min ha-dvela. Whereas Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, omrim, eino nazir. The person is not a nazir. The person essentially retracted his original statement. And we'll understand this machlokes more as we go to the Gemara. Amar Yehuda. Yehuda then says, however, no, that's not the understanding of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The simple understanding that the Tanakhama had was that Beis Shammai says he is a Nazir, and Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir. However, Yehuda says no. Everybody agrees that he's not a Nazir. Afki Sharmu Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai said that he is a Nazir, it didn't mean that he's a Nazir from a regular Nazirus. It means that he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to eat. It's using the Lashon of Nazirus to say that I restrict myself. It's like a carbon to me, grogros and devela. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Afkish Amru Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai said that he's a Nazir, it didn't mean Lo Amru, that he's a Nazir, a regular Nazir. Ella, but Omer, it's as if he had said, Harei Hein Alai Karban. It's as if those grogros and devela, the dried figs and the pressed figs, were in fact like a carbon to me. In other words, this is a standard Nander, saying it's like a carbon to me. The Lashon Naziris means I separate myself from eating grogros and devela. And we can look inside in the Rush. The top Rush really goes through the entire Mishnah in a very beautiful way. So we read the top Rush here, Hareini Nazir min ha-grogros. So Beis Shammai omrim that, in fact, Harei Zeh Nazir, and the Gemara is going to explain more Mefarish Tama. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda tells us in the Mishnah, when Beis Shammai said their statement, Akshav Beis Shammai lo amru ella, they said Beis Shammai only was talking about Ba'oser Harei Hein Alai Karban. It's as if he'd said that the grogros and the vela are alike a carbon to me. Now, Rav Yehuda holds the lo nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel liinyan nazir, that according to Rav Yehuda, Beis Hillel certainly, and but even Beis Shammai says the guy is not a nazir. The mode Beis Shammai, the low heavy nazir. Beis Shammai is moded to Beis Hillel that the person is not considered a nazir. And the only thing that they're arguing about is what did he say? Lo nechleku ella ba'omer, in a situation where the person said, Bilibi, in my heart, haya sheyiu hagrogros olai karban. The person said, when I made the statement, hareini nazir min hagrogros min advela, you know what I meant? It meant that the grogros and dvela should be like a carbon to me. In other words, this was a nadir. So Beis Shammai Savri, valid neder. They have a neder min hagrogros umin hadvela. This would be a perfectly valid way to express that I'm asking myself from grogros and dvela. And in fact, the top Toso says that there is a Yerushalmi that says that dvela is also referred to as tirosh. So therefore, it makes sense that he would use this lasha. In any event, Ubeis Hillel Savri, no, lo. He would not, in fact, have made a valid neder. So in this situation, Rav Yehuda says the machlokus is only on, is this a neder or is this not a neder? Now, the Tanakhama disagreed. The Tanakhama sovar, even afilu im omar belibo, even if the Tanakhama says, yeah, when the person made this statement, he had in mind, afilu im omar belibo, haya, even if in his heart he had said, I was talking about making the grogros and dvela to me like a carbon, nevertheless, Beis Shammai would hold, according to Tanakhama, heavy nazir. He's a nazir. Why? Kivin shahotzi nazir mipiv. He said, hareini nazir. Boom, he's a nazir. The nadir lo heavy. And it's not a nadir against grogros and dvela, like Rabbi Yehuda holds Beis Shammai's opinion is. Tanakhama says, no, Beis Shammai says in this situation, it is a real naziris.
I afa gab the omar de lo ichavein, even though he says I never intended to be a nazir, that's dvarim shebelev, and the dvarim shebelev ain't on dvarim, they don't count. What he expressed is what counts. Hoel v'hu mishana ma shahotzi mipiv. He's changing around what he actually said, so your internal thoughts can't change around what you actually said. However, the Beis Hillel lo heve lo nazir lo nader. When they sell, it's nothing. It's not a Naziris, and it's not even going to be a Neder. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Now, in the second Tosos, Diba Masul Amar Yehuda, he adds further, and he says, Reb Yehuda, Polig Atana de Masnisen. Reb Yehuda is saying a different pshat, as we have already explained, to the understanding of the machlos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel than the Tanakhama did. So, this is only different according to Aliba de Beis Shammai. They both agree. Both the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel are the same, that he's nothing. Lo have a Nazir, the din Naziris. He's not a Nazir in regards to the din of Naziris, because he didn't say, Kivan de lo nodar me asher yotzim and hagef and hayayin. He didn't say that this is a Naziris from grapes. So therefore, it's not a Naziris. And it's not even a neder. So in this situation, he did not hold, according to Beis Hillel, that it is valid neder. Now, that's our Mishnah. Let's start the Gemara. Gemara says, Hareini nazir min agrogros min advela. Beis Shammai had said, Beis Shammai omrim nazir. The Reisha, the Tanakhama's opinion of our Mishnah, is that this is a valid Lashon HaNaziris. Why am I? After all, we know that the rule is, the Torah tells us that you only become a Nazir if you exclude yourself from eating grapes or the products of a grape. And here this person specifically stated he doesn't want to eat grogros and dvela, the dried or pressed figs. So how come he is a Nazir according to the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Shammai? Again, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is he's not a Nazir, so no problem. But according to the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Shammai, he is a Nazir. How come? So Gemara says, because Beis Shammai Sabret, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the din is Kirabi Meir. Beis Shammai Sabret law Kirabi Meir. And what Meir's opinion is, the Omer, ain't Adam Motzi Dvarav Luvatola. This is a famous machlokes we have between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in a number of other situations, where Meir is of the opinion that a person would never say something that isn't true. Therefore, when he said, Hareini Nazir, the person means, I am a Nazir. And therefore, the Omer, ain't Adam Motzi Dvarav Luvatola, Beis Shammai's understanding is like Rav Meir. That is, the person says Hareini Nazir, boom, he's a Nazir, because nobody would go and say something that they didn't mean. On the other hand, Beis Hillel Sabri, according to the Tanakhama, as well as according to Rav Yehuda, Beis Hillel Sabri, lo ki Rav Yossi. They hold like Rav Yossi. What is Rav Yossi's opinion? The Omar b'gemar tvar of Adam Nitbas. You can modify your original statement, such as in this situation, you're modifying the words Hareini Nazir by saying min hagrogros u'min hadvela. So therefore, you look at the total package, you look at the total statement he made, not the first part, which is Hareini Nazir, and boom, he's a Nazir, like Beis Shammai holds, according to Rav Meir, according to the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Shammai. But no, Beis Hillel would say that you look at the whole package, and when he says min hagrogros min hadvela, he's essentially uprooting his original statement of Hareini Nazir, and therefore he is saying, I don't wish to be a Nazir. He's making a statement to uproot that, and therefore when he says min hagrogros min hadvela, it negates the entire statement, and it's as if he said nothing. It's not a neder, and it's certainly not a Naziris. And therefore, Beis Hillel is essentially saying, the high neder, this is a neder of Naziris, however, upischo imohu, but the Pesach, the Charata, right afterwards, he says, uh-oh, that's not what I really want to do. Hareini Nazir, no, I don't want that. Minat grogros, or minat vela, essentially uproots that, and is basically the Pesach for his neder, and he is no longer obligated to be a Nazir, and since it's not a neder, it's not considered that he's also from the Grogros and the Veil as well. Nudu Gmor says that's very, very good. So Beis Hillel sounds very, very, very correct. This is a Pesach with it. So why does Beis Shammai hold like that? Beis Shammai Nami, Upischo Imohu. Why does Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? So Gmor says, you're right. Ella, Beis Shammai Sabri Lok Rav Meir. Beis Shammai does hold like Rav Meir. The Amar Eino the Motzi Dvar Luvatola. That was correct, according to the Tanakhama's opinion of Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, Hareini Nazir, boom. Since a person doesn't say something out of his mouth that he doesn't intend, so he is a Nazir. As the Gemara says, "V'kivan the Amar Hareini Nazir, Havalei Nazir." So he does become a Nazir. Nu, what about the Pesach that Beis Hillel says when he says "Min Hagrogros Min Hadvela"? So The Shammai's opinion would be, according to the Tanakhama, ki kama bin hagrogu subinativela, it's essentially it's Shule who the Kaasi. He's coming along now to go and ask Shayla on his Naziris. As the Tosus points out, Dira Masa Litshule, it's La Davko Litshule. It's not really going to a Talmud Chacham and saying, I would like to be matu my neder. I'd like the Talmud Chacham of the Basin to be matu my neder. Because da lo ba l'shela. It's not that he really requires shela in this situation. He's just demonstrating elam ischaret v'chozer bo. He's essentially demonstrating that he has regret about what he just said, and he wishes to retract it. Ke adam shebo l'shel, like a person coming to ask a Talmud Chacham of the Basin, l'shel l'chacham al nidro machmas charoto. He's doing this out of regret. I made a mistake. I don't wish to have this neder of Naziris upon myself. Shachotza mosi lo Pesach harata. The Talmud Chacham could go before the Pesach and harata. The heavy neder toes ubato. And this would essentially show that his original statement of Reini Nozer was a mistake, and therefore it would be automatically bato. You don't even have to go. Tosus would say that you don't really even have to go to a Talmud Chacham. Just by demonstrating your harata, it should uproot the Pesach, you might have thought. But Beishamai says it doesn't. Beisilo says it does. Well, Beishamai l'tamayu. But Beishamai holds the Amre ain shale of a hektish. The reasoning that Beishamai says it doesn't work in this situation, it does sound like it's a valid pescho imohu. It is if he has a good Pesach there, but Beishamai doesn't allow any she'ela on hektish. If a person says this is hektish, so he can't go to Talmud Chacham and say, I regret. If I'd known that I would need this item, I wouldn't have made it hektish. So the Talmud Chacham might say, oh, that's a chutulah. That's a valid charata. It's a good Pesach, and we can go and uproot your nether. But it doesn't work by hektish, according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, it doesn't work by hektish, and it also doesn't work. Even the ain she'ela behektish, ain she'ela b'naziris. So naziris is viewed over here as a type of hektish. As Tosu says, Dira Maskel ain she'ela b'naziris, the naziris ke hektish ksiv. The Naziris has the same status as Hektish Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kadosh Ye Gadel Pera. So Kadosh, it should be like a carbon, and therefore your Naziris over here has the same halachic status as making something to Hektish, and therefore while it may be a valid Pesach, it doesn't work by Shela, by Hektish, or by Naziris. That's Beishamai Shita, and therefore while there is a Pesach, and they would agree with Beisilo, Upisro Imahu, but it doesn't work. And therefore, that's why Tanakhama holds it. Beishamai says that the Naziris stays in effect, and even though there's a Pesach, the Pesach doesn't work, because Hekdish and Naziris, Shela doesn't work. Now, clearly, Beis Hillel doesn't hold like that. Beis Hillel obviously does say that you can be Shaul and Hekdish, so that really could answer our question. But the Gemara wants to go a step further and show that not only does Beis Hillel say that this is the uprooting of the Naziris, but it doesn't make it into a neder of Grogros and Dvela, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Beishamai says that this is a neder of Grogros and Dvela. So we want to show that Beis Hillel says certainly he's not a Nazir, but he's not even going to be a neder from Grogros and Dvela. So that's why the Gemara continues and says, Beis Hillel Savrei Rabbi Shimon. They could have just said, Beis Hillel Savrei, that Yeshayla Behektish, therefore, no problem. But we want to go a step further and say, not only does this uproot the Naziris, but it doesn't even become a neder. They hold like Rabbi Shimon. What is that? The Tanan. We learned this Mishnah in Psachim a while back. It's also in Menachos, Erechin, and the Mishnah states as follows. The Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says that you're poter in this situation. We'll see the case in a moment, but we're talking about where a person obligates himself to bring a barley mincha offering, and the only type of mincha offering that you can donate is a wheat mincha offering. While there are certain types of barley offerings, such as the Korban Omer or the mincha that a sota brings, but those aren't things that you can donate voluntarily. So Rabbi Shimon says if a person accepts upon himself to bring a barley offering, so Rabbi Shimon Poter says that you're not obligated to go bring anything, not a wheat mincha, and not even a barley mincha. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, shelo hisnadev kederech hamisnadvim, because he didn't do it in the correct way. As the bottom Tosu says, Beis Hillel k'Rabbi Shimon, the common maisi pluksa, this Gemara is going to be seen in a moment on the Omid Beis, and how he says, harei alai mincha min hasorin, a person accepts upon himself to take a mincha but from sa'orin, from barley. So instead, the Tanakhama says, yavi minachita, because there is no such thing as a barley mincha that can be donated. As I pointed out, again, there are two types of mincha offerings that are barley. The minchas ha'omer that we bring on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach and Eretz Yisrael, and the carbon that a sota brings, and there are various reasons why that is so. The mincha that is brought on the first day offering of Chol Hamoed Pesach is sifted so finely, so many times, it's as good as wheat, and the mincha that a sota brings is made of barley because she acted like an animal, so therefore we bring her animal food, which is barley compared to wheat. In any event, that's the Tanakhama's opinion, that you would, in fact, if you said, Harei alei mincha ben asorim, have to bring a mincha of chitim. But Rabbi Shimon is poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you certainly don't have to bring a barley offering because there's no such thing, but you don't even have to bring a wheat offering as a donation as well. Now we turn to Tesla with Beis, and the Gemara continues and says, Masnisin delo ki haitana. However, our Mishnah doesn't go like the following understanding of the machlokas between Bisham and Beis Hillel. Yeah, we already had two understandings in our Mishnah. We had the Tanakhama's understanding of machlokas Bisham and Beis Hillel, and we had Rehuda's understanding of machlokas between Bisham and Beis Hillel. And our Mishnah doesn't go like this third understanding of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mas Nisan, the lo ki haitana. It doesn't go like Rabbi Nosson's understanding, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says, if a person says, I'm a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, min hagrogros umin hadvela. So Rabbi Nosson says, in that situation, Beishami omrim nodur v'nazir. He's both. He made his statement, Hareini Nazir, so he becomes a Nazir, and in addition, he also becomes nodur, he becomes forbidden to eat grogros and dvela. So Beishami said, it's everything. His first statement is a valid statement, he's now a Nazir, and his second statement, min hagrogros umin hadvela, forbids him, that's as if he made a neder against those two. Beis Hillel says, we agree with you. And here's the first time that we have Beis Hillel saying that it's something. Yes, he made a neder. This is a valid neder. He's now forbidden to eat grogros and devela. He can't have the dried or the pressed figs. However, Bei Nazir, but he's certainly not a Nazir in this situation. So this is a third understanding of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Nadigmar says, Lishnach Rina Omri Le. Others say that there is a different lashon over here, and that is that Rabbi Nosson Omer, this would be actually just like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. This Lishna Achrina says that there's only two ways to understand the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's the Tanakhama and Mishnah, and then there is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and Rabbi Nosson holds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, because in this version, Rabbi Nosson Omer, that Beis Shammai Omrim Nodur, yes, he's also to have Grogros and Dvela, however, Veinu Nosson, but he's not a Nosson, exactly like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai, and here Beis Hillel, again, is nothing, according to Rabbi Nosson. Beis Hillel Omrim, not only is he not making a Nadir, Lo Nadir, Lo Nosson, he's also certainly not a Nosson. So this version, Lishnach Rina, of Rabbi Nosson is exactly the same way as our Mishnah's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that's what the Braisa says, Beis Shammai ki Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel ki Rabbi Shimon. According to this, Beis Shammai holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Beis Hillel holds like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we just brought down. If a person says, I obligate myself to bring a carbon mincha from Sa'orim, so Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda that says, in this situation, the person brings chitin, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, the person in this situation doesn't bring chitin, he's putter totally, because he didn't make the neder in the way that a person normally makes such a neder. Now the Gemara actually quotes this Mishnah that we had both from Psochem and Menachos, and it tells us, Stan Hos, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Omer, if a person says, Harei alai mincha lahavi, but he says, min ha-sa'orim, person obligates himself to bring a carbon mincha, again, all donated carbonos mincha, flour offerings, all come from wheat, from chitim, and not from sa'orim. So the person makes what seems to be an incongruous statement. He says, I obligate myself to bring a mincha, but I'm going to bring it min ha-sa'orim. So, again, the Tanakhama's opinion in that Mishnah is Yovi min hachitim. He goes, in fact, and is obligated to bring a chitim mincha, a wheat mincha. Likewise, normally flour offerings, mincha offering, comes from very finely sifted flour, which is known as solas, as opposed to the more coarse flour known as kemach. So if the person says, I obligate myself to bring a mincha, but I'm going to bring it from kemach, so in this situation, the Tanakhama again says, it's a valid statement that you bring it from the way that it should be brought, so yavi solas. He has to go bring his voluntary donated carbon mincha from solas, the finely sifted flour, and not from the more coarse kemach. Similarly, if a person says, I obligate myself to bring a korban mincha, but I'm not going to bring the shemen and levona that are always a part of a voluntary donated korban mincha, so he says, Hareini, I'm obligating myself, Hari Alai, mincha, shelo b'shemen u'levona, without the shemen, the oil, and the levona, the frankincense that always accompany a voluntary mincha that is donated. There are obligatory korbanos mincha that don't have shemen and levona, but here, it's a voluntary donated one, so it always has shemen levona. So when he makes the statement, according to the Tanakhama, shelo b'shemen levona, that's just incorrect. So therefore, yiviena b'shemen levona. So he's obligated to bring a regular voluntary donated korban mincha, which will, of course, have to have shemen and levona. Likewise, if the person says, I obligate myself, home arei alai, to bring a korban mincha, but I'm only going to bring a chatzi isaron. I'm only going to bring half of the amount of the normal isarun, that is the minimal amount of flour that you bring for a korban mincha. Here the person says, I only bring a chatz isarun. So again, since he's saying that I'm bringing upon myself a korban mincha to donate, it must be done properly. And when he makes the incorrect statement in this situation of only bringing a chatz isarun, we ignore that. And yavi isarun shomen, he has to bring the full isarun for the voluntary korban mincha. And the last statement is if he says, isarun umertza, the person says, I'm going to bring an isarun and a half of an isaron. So what he's essentially saying is, I'm going to bring two korbanos mincha, not just one. And therefore, in this situation, the Tanakhama holds yovi shnayim. He has to bring two korbanos mincha, because when he added on and he says umetza, that was essentially saying and another korban mincha. And as we already pointed out, if he says chatzi isaron, it means that he's going to bring the full isaron. This is the Tanakhama's opinion in this Mishnah from Psachim and from the Nachos. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagreed, as we already pointed out. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the person didn't say it right. Shelo hisnadev kiderech hamisnadvim. And if you don't say it right, so then you said nothing. Now, who is the Tanakhama over here of this Mishnah in Menachos? This Mishnah in Psachim, man tana dechi omar haye alei mincha minasorim maybe minachitim. Who is the author of this Mishnah that said, if you said you're bringing a korban mincha, but then you made a mistake and you said sorim, or you made a mistake and you said kemach, or you made a mistake and you said without shemen and levona, or you made a mistake in the amount, you said echatzi yisarin, in all of these situations, you have to go and bring the regular korban mincha. So if you said, I'm going to bring myself a korban mincha, but from barley, you have to bring a korban mincha, but from wheat. So who is the author of this Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos? So Amachiski says, this is b'machlokes shenuya u'beishamahi. This is exactly our machlokes between Beishamai and Beisilo, and this goes in accord with the opinion of Beishamai. After all, lav amri Beishamai, doesn't Beishamai hold? Ki omar min ha-grogros u min ha-dveilo. And the person said, hareini nazir, and then he added on, min ha-grogros u min ha-dveilo. So the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is that Beishamai's opinion is heavy nazir. This is, in fact, making you a nazir. So this Mishnah in Menachos and in Psachim is actually in accord, the Tanakhama there is in accord with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that says that when you made a statement that you're going to be a nazir, made a statement you're going to be a korban mincha, boom, it kicks in. And even though you then subsequently seem to uproot it by saying in our Mishnah here in Nazir that you're going to go and be a Nazir from Grogros or Devela, and in the Mishnah in Psachim and in Menachos, the person says, I'm bringing Korban Mincha, but I'm going to bring it from Saorim, so we ignore the second part, and in fact, heavy Nazir. So too, Hochanami, Kiyomim and Asarim, the author of our Mishnah is therefore the author of that Mishnah as well. When the person says, I'm going to bring myself a Korban Mincha, but then he says, Minasarim, so we ignore the Saorim part, and he has to bring a Korban Mincha from Chitim. Maybe Min Hachitim. So we align the Tanakhama of the Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos with the Tanakhama's opinion of Beishamai in our Mishnah as well. That is the opinion of Chizkiah. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, you're not obligated to lock in the Mishnah in Psachim and the Mishnah in Menachos to be in accord with only Beishamai. Yochanan Amar, afil temen divrei kol. That could even be the opinion of Beis Hillel, the Tanakhama there, because Ba'omer, ilu ha'isi yodea she'ein nodrim kach,
Lo nadarti kach elakach. The person says, listen, I didn't know that you're not allowed to go and bring a karbi mincha from barley. I thought I saved myself a couple of bucks. I saw that the sota, she brought a mincha from barley. I saw that on Thursday, Cholamai Pesach, they bring the karbi omer from barley. So I thought you're allowed to go bring a karbi omer from barley. I thought it didn't have to be so finely sifted. I thought you could bring it from kemach and not solas. I thought you could bring a smaller karbi mincha, a chatzi sarah. So in all of these situations, the person had a valid mistake. So in a situation where the person had a valid mistake, so now we ask him, if you had known that the din is you have to bring it from wheat, what would you have done? Oh, I would have brought it from wheat. If you know you have to bring a fully sarin, would you have done it? Yeah, I would bring a fully sarin. So therefore, the Mishnah in Menachos and in Psachim could be even in accord with our Beis Hillel, the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel says that even though here there's a Pesach Imo, so he doesn't go and bring it in our case, he's not a neder against Grogros and Devela, because everybody knows that a nazir is only from wine and grapes and grape products. So you can't say, if I had known, I wouldn't have said that. No, everybody knows what a nazir is. So therefore, when he's saying, Minagrogros, Minadvela, he's retracting, as we had already explained, his original statement. It's a valid Pesach according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, in our Mishnah, he's not usher. He didn't make a nether against Grogros and Devela. But in the Mishnah, in Psachim and in Menachos, that Mishnah, the person didn't know what the dinim are of a karbi mincha. So when he says, oh, if I had known that you can't bring a voluntary karbi mincha from barley, I would have said, I'll bring it from wheat. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, that Mishnah could even be in accord with Beis Hillel. We don't have to force it to be only the Shita of Beis Shammai. So we have Machlokas Chizki and Rav Yochanan, who is the author of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos. According to Chizki, it's only Beis Shammai. According to Rav Yochanan, it could even be Beis Hillel. Amar Chizki says, Lo Shanu, we only taught that that is an obligation for a person when he says, I'm bringing a Karbi Mincha, and then he says from barley that he has to bring Chitim, Lo Shanu, Elish Amar, Min HaSaorim. That's if he said Sorim, because there are Karbanos Mincha that do in fact come from Sorim, so it's possible for the person to have thought that you could bring this voluntary Mincha from Sorim, and therefore he has to go and bring it from Chitim, according to the Tanakhama. However, Chizki says, Abol Omar Minhu Adashim, if the person had said that I obligate myself to bring Karbi Mincha, but I'm bringing it from Adashim, lentils. Now, there is never a Karbi Mincha that comes from lentils. Under no circumstances is a Karbi Mincha ever coming from lentils. So therefore, Lo Maise V'lo Klum. So even the Tanakhama, according to Chizki, would say that there is no obligation in that situation to bring any Karbi Mincha. Now, why is that? Michte. Let's understand this. Chizkia, kiman mokim lo lemas nisin, kibei shamai. According to Chizkia, the only understanding of the Mishnah in Menachos and in Pesachim, it's the same Mishnah, Menachos and Pesachim, the only understanding of that is according to Bei Shamai. Now, v'ha adashim legabe mincha, kigrogos legabe nozadomu. But wait a second. According to Chizkia's understanding, there should be no difference whether you say adashim or whether you say Saorim, because in both situations it's parallel to Grogros and Devela. And just like Grogros and Devela have nothing to do with Ziris, so even though Adashim has nothing to do with the Karbon Mincha, you should still be obligated to go bring a Karbon Mincha. And therefore, Beis Shammai would hold the Karmi, Beis Shammai have a Nazir. So Beis Shammai should in fact say that you are a Nazir in our case, so therefore you should be obligated to go bring a Karbon Mincha from wheat, even if you said from Adashim. If Chizkia is holding that the author of the Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos is Beis Shammai, then even if he says lentils, avol minho adashim, he should have to go bring it. So why, Chizkia, did you say lo maisi velo klum? So the Gemara says, you're right. Chizkia, when he heard this, hodar be Chizkia. Chizkia retracted his earlier position to say that the Mishnah in Menachos is like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Because if it was, so then even if you said min hadashim, you should have to go bring min achitim. But he doesn't hold like that. He says you don't have to bring anything, so therefore he can't hold that that Mishnah is like Beis Shammai. No, va mai hodar be. Why did he retract it? Why didn't he say that maybe if you say min hadashim, in fact, you would have to go and bring a mincha from Chitim? So Amarava, because masnisin kishise, because the Mishnah intrinsic was problematic to Chizkia. What's the problem? My irya, the Tani Minasorim. Why did the Mishnah say specifically that the person accepted upon himself karbi mincha min hasaorim? It would have been a bigger chiddush to say if in fact he'd have to bring it even if he said Adashim, so it should have said, Lisnei Minho Adashim. From the fact that the Mishnah specifically only said Min HaSorim, that implies that if you were to say Min HaDashim, you wouldn't be Chayev Akarbi Mincha, and therefore that would be incongruent with Beishamai Shita, and that's why Hodr Bechizkiah. Chizkiah realized that, and that's why Chizkiah retracted. No, so who does Chizkiah hold is the opinion of the Tanakhama then in the Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos, Elosov Chizkiah. What would Beishamai say in that situation? When Chizkiah says that it's like the opinion of Beishamai, he meant the opinion of Beishamai, not according to the Tanakhama, Ella Kirebi Yehuda. Again, remind ourselves that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the Tanakhama is that you're not a Nazir, but you in fact just made a neder from Grogros and Devela. So that would be his understanding. Chizkiah's understanding is that the Tana of the Mishnah, in Menachos and Psachim, goes like Beishamai's understanding, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when a person said Hareini Nazir min HaGrogus min HaDvela, it's not a Nazirus, it's just a neder on Grogus and Devela. And that's because there is such a thing as you can make a neder from Grogus and Devela. So too, in the Mishnah, in Psachim, and in Menachos, when the person says, I accept upon myself to bring a Karbi Mincha, but from barley, since there is a concept of a barley Mincha, so therefore, he's accepting upon himself a valid neder to go bring a Karbi Mincha. And that is Chizkiah's understanding of who the author is of the Mishnah in Psachim and Menachos. It is Beishamai, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yochanan had said that that Mishnah in Menachos and Psachim could even be in accord with Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min Adashim. Rabbi Yochanan therefore would say that even if the person said Min HaAdashim, so he would have to go and bring a Karbi Mincha from Chitim. Not like Chizkiah, Rabbi Yochanan would say that if you said Afilu Min HaAdashim, you would have to go and bring a real valid Karbi Mincha from Chitim. Why is that? Our first question says, really? For Rabbi Yochanan, who the Amar, isn't Rabbi Yochanan the one that said, but Omer, if a person says, if the person had known that you're not allowed to go and bring such a carbon, that was Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. According to Rabbi Beis Hillel, he also would say that Beis Hillel could author that Mishnah, because when a person said, I'm bringing a carbon mincha from Sorim, he was mistaken. He thought that you could, in fact, bring a Karbi Mincha from Sorim because there are examples of bringing a Karbi Mincha from Sorim, such as I pointed out, the Sota or the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach when bringing the Karbi Omer. But there never is an example of Adashim, so why would Rav Yochanan say that Afilu Minu Adashim, if the person said I'm bringing Karbi Mincha from Adashim, they'd have to go bring a Karbi Mincha from Chitim? Because in this situation, nobody could say that, oh, he thought there was such a thing as Adashim, and we would say, Lo Nadati Kach Elokach, by Sorim, but we wouldn't say that by Adashim. So the Gemara answers that Rav Yochanan is saying, L'dvarav de Chizkiah hu de Kamar. I'm not saying on my own that you'd have to go bring, if you said Min Adashim, that you'd have to go bring a Karbon Mincha of Chitim. No, I disagree with that, because there's no Havamina to say that there's ever a Karbon of Mincha from Adashim. But at least according to you, Chizkiah, Lidvar of the Chizkiah Hudukamer, he's saying, according to Chizkiah's Shita, that this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in fact, you should have to go and bring a carbon from Chitim only if you said Sa'orim, but not if you said Adashim. So according to you, at my time of Kohadar Tabach, why did you retract? Because you had said, Mishum Delo Ketanim Min Adashim, because it would have been a bigger Chiddush to say Min Adashim if you held like the Tanakama's opinion of Beis Shammai. And therefore, since it said Min HaSorim, you retracted because it would have been a bigger Chiddush if it was in fact allowed to go bring from Adashim, then you'd have to bring a Karbon Mincha from Chitim. That would have been a bigger Chiddush to say Min Adashim rather than Min HaSorim. But maybe, in fact, Dilma, the style of that Mishnah was, Lo mi baye kamar. Maybe that Mishnah was saying, I don't have to tell me the obvious case of Adashim, because of course in that situation, a person would have to go bring a Karbon Mincha. Why is that? Lo mi baye kamar me Adashim, the maise mincha ma'ayi, so that you have to bring a Karbon Mincha, because the ikel meimar, when the person would have said Adashim, I might have said, mihad dehu dehadabe. This is an actual retraction, and retractions don't work. Utafus Loshon Rishon, as we've already pointed out, that there is no ability to retract. So therefore, if he says from Adashim, I would have said, ah, that's a clearly an attempt to do a retraction, and retractions don't work. And that's why the Mishnah didn't say Minho Adashim, because that was so obvious. A bigger Chiddush, Ella, Kiyama Min HaSorim, a much bigger Chiddush would have been, according to you, Chizkiah, would have been to say that if the Mishnah tells us that Hareini, a person accepts upon himself to bring a korban mincha, but he says minasorim, so vaday dehochi kamar, because he might really be thinking that you can bring a voluntary korban mincha from sorim. Because I kotsho kiminchas omer, maybe he was saying it should have the kedusha of minchas omer, and therefore he would be obligated to go bring this barley to the Beis HaMikdash. He was makdish this barley, or kiminchas sota, or as I pointed out, the other type of barley mincha that we have is a bayis sota. She acted like an animal, so she brings an animal type of a carbon mincha made of barley, and therefore tikdosh, the vow that he made, the neder that he made, that I obligate myself to bring a carbon mincha, doesn't apply for the carbon mincha part, but it would apply on the barley. So he's obligated to go bring that amount of barley to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's a bigger chiddush for the Mishnah to say min hasorim, and therefore kamash malon demaisa min achitin. That's why it has to tell me that in that situation you are obligated to go bring a korban mincha from chitim. So that was what Yochanan is saying. According to me, if you were to say min hadashim, you certainly would not have to go and bring a korban mincha. So when we had said, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu min hadashim, he's not saying according to his own shita. His own shita would say, no, Beis Hillel certainly says in that situation, it's not the derech hanodvim. Nobody makes a neder to bring a korban mincha from hadashim, and therefore, of course, he wouldn't bring it. But what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, at least according to you, Chizkiah, no, you should hold that, in fact, a person who says min hadashim should have to go bring a korban mincha, because it's as if it was a retraction when he said hadashim. And therefore, that was obvious that he'd have to go and bring a regular korban mincha min achitim. And the bigger chiddush was to teach me that even if he said from min hasa'orim, he also has to go bring that. I might have thought that, no, he's actually makdish the barley to be hektish, albeit not a korban mincha. So kamash malon, that teaches us that even when he said, I'm bringing korban mincha and I'm bringing it from barley, it means, no, he's bringing a korban. So this is the full understanding of Rav Yochanan and Chizkiah's understanding of who is the author of the Mishnah that we had in Pesachim and Menachos. And with this, we conclude today's shiur.